speak about blood in eggs. Meikar hadin, okay, this is not necessarily practically what the halacha is, but where eggs could possibly be fertilized eggs, and that means that there are roosters in close proximity at least to the chicken coops, so then blood that's found inside an egg, according to some opinions, may be a Torah prohibition under certain circumstances. According to others, it can never be more than a rabbinic prohibition. There's a tremendous amount of argument where the blood is found, if it is a Torah prohibition. Basically, blood in an egg is only prohibited because it's considered the beginning of a chicken, beginning of an embryo. And then it could be usher from the Torah, at least it's usher from the rabbinically. And where exactly the embryo starts to develop, what kind of blood spot indicates that it's the beginning of a forming embryo is a tremendous machlokas. And pretty much every opinion you can imagine is represented. There's some opinions that say that any blood spot on the yolk of the egg that's the beginning of the embryo, that's where the embryo starts growing on the yolk. And therefore, that's the more serious blood spot. That prohibits the whole egg. But a blood spot on the white of the egg, or on the, the white of the egg, it doesn't prohibit the whole egg. You just have to throw away the blood spot, plus a little bit around it, and the rest of the egg is okay. Other opinion, just the opposite. That it's dafka, blood spot on the white of the egg, that's a problem. And on the yolk, you can just take the blood and throw it away, but on the white, the whole egg is prohibited. Then there's an opinion that says that it has nothing to do with the yolk or the white. It has to do with the position. The egg at the top of the egg, which is the pointed part of the egg, has a little spot at the top of the yolk, and the white is more thick,
viscous
in that place. One holds that it's on the tip, the tip of the yolk is where the main problem of blood spot is. That's where it prohibits the whole egg. And one holds that it's at the tip of the white that is the main problem. So you can see that wherever it is, it's one of these things. So therefore, in a case where you have eggs that are possibly fertilized eggs, wherever you find the blood spot, the egg is prohibited. Out of a doubt that maybe this is the place that the major blood spot is the problem. And it may be a Torah prohibition. Therefore, you have to get rid of the entire egg. Not only that, but if it gets mixed in with other things, right, and later on we'll learn the ratios or whatever, how it gets mixed in or whatever, but if there's not enough of a ratio, then everything is prohibited. You put an egg with a blood spot in a cake, the whole cake could become prohibited. So therefore the halacha is that since there is an incidence of blood spots in eggs, especially fertilized eggs, possibly fertilized eggs, therefore you have to check eggs. That's the halacha. Again, this is not lemaisa. This is not what practically we do. This is if we're talking about fertilized eggs. You have to check the eggs to see if there's blood spots. You take each egg, put it into a glass container where you can see all around, one by one, you don't put the next egg together with the one. You pour that out, and another egg or whatever. Check them separately, because if there's a blood spot, you're going to prohibit all the eggs if it gets mixed in with all the eggs. And therefore, each one you check separately, and the ones that have blood spots you discard. If you didn't check the eggs, right? Or you can't, because you're making hard-boiled eggs. You can't check the egg before you make a hard-boiled egg. So then the halacha is that b'di'evid, we rely, where it's not possible to check the egg, we rely, or by mistake, you didn't check the eggs and you used them, but you don't know there's any blood spots. We assume there weren't any blood spots, because most eggs don't have blood spots. Even fertilized eggs, most eggs don't have blood spots. And therefore, the minig was, and some people still have that minig, we'll see that it's really not necessary, that people, when they boiled eggs, never boiled less than 3 eggs. Because in case one of the eggs has a blood spot, then it's bottle barov. There's 2 that outnumber it. And even though if you find a blood spot in one of the eggs, you'll have to discard it, but it won't make your pot osser because there's 2 eggs to nullify it, and the other 2 eggs are okay. So therefore, for since you couldn't check it when you, what's it called, boiled the eggs, so out of fear that maybe one of them had a blood spot, boil 3, and that way there's little chance of having a problem. If 2 of them have a blood spot, or all 3, it's still a problem, but since we could assume that none of them have blood spots, it's only a chumra to do 3, that even if one of them has a blood spot, it's nullified by the other 2, and then the pot doesn't open, no problem. That is the halacha if we're dealing with fertilized eggs, eggs that could be fertilized. But most eggs that are bought commercially in the supermarkets are definitely not fertilized eggs. There are no roosters around at all on purpose. And the eggs are not fertilized. In addition, the eggs are candled. They go through a rigorous checking to make sure that there's no eggs with blood spots that get through. And even if they have blood spots, those blood spots are surely not the beginning of an embryo, right? Unless the name of the chicken is Yoshka. But otherwise, what's it called? They can't be the beginning of an embryo because there were no roosters around. So, what's it called? And therefore, the blood of those eggs is called, those eggs are called safna di'ar. They are not fertilized eggs. All you have to do is take out the blood spot. Can't eat the blood. So take out the blood spot and a little bit of the egg around, and the rest of the egg is okay. No matter where the blood spot is. And therefore, really, you're not even required to check those kind of eggs. Because first of all, the incidence of blood spots is almost nil. So you're not really required. Some people, and we still have the minute to check eggs anyway. But if you find a blood spot in the egg, then there's a chumrah to discard that egg. Really, you don't have to. You can just take away the blood and a little around it. If the egg got already mixed into something else, you put it in a cake, it got mixed in with other eggs, then for sure, all you have to do is take out the blood and a little bit of the egg around, as much as you can get of the original egg which had the blood spot, and the rest is okay. So for our eggs, for all practical purposes, there are fertilized eggs that are sold commercially, but that's not what you get in the supermarket. You have to get those special, and some people think that they are healthier. Scientifically, medically, they're not any healthier, the fertilized eggs. They're just more incidents. What?
Organic eggs?
I don't know if they're organic. Maybe if they're organic. I don't know what organic eggs are, but maybe the organic eggs are the ones where there could be fertilized. I don't know. But some people think that fertilized eggs are healthier. There's no evidence that fertilized eggs are any healthier than unfertilized eggs. And if they're fertilized eggs, then what we said in the beginning applies. Then you have to check the eggs. Only be the evidence if you didn't, or you're boiling them. Is it okay? Then the minig is to boil only 3 eggs or more at the same time, and if you do find a blood spot, then you have to discard the egg completely, and if it got mixed in with other things, it prohibits the other things too.
And the fertilized eggs, if it's really evident that you can rely on these things, so how come l'chatchila we can hard-boil eggs?
Well, because that's called b'di'evid. B'di'evid means a shasat chak, meaning that you can't tell people you can't eat hard-boiled eggs. I mean, it's not a right, not an option. Since halacha, you can rely on the rov. So, ever eating hard-boiled eggs is considered a shasat chak, and that's considered like a b'di'evid. It's not a real case of bidyevet. It means that really mikra adin, you don't have to check any eggs, even the fertilized ones. But since there is an incidence, that we check them. But if the only way you could eat this egg is by not checking it, then it's okay. Or if bidyevet you didn't check it, you mix it in with other things, and there's no way of knowing, this is also okay.
Eggs is not considered davar shebeminyan?
Eggs is not considered davar shebeminyan. No. Why not? Even though they sell eggs by the dozen, right? The dozen eggs or whatever. Not sure 100% why. It's not though. It is but. Because first of all, I know why. Yeah, I know why. It's not the egg that's awesome. It's the blood that's awesome. It's the inside. Therefore, it's the thing itself is not the issur. It's an issur because of something else. That's what's awesome. If it would be an egg that's a trefa egg, where the whole egg is an issur, it's not also because of something else, then it would be a problem. Yeah.
You mentioned the expression safna da'aria.
Safna da'aria.
Safna, what does that mean?
It means that these eggs were laid not because the chicken was fertilized, but because they got heat from the ground. And that's what causes them to ovulate and make these eggs. It's the Hebrew term for unfertilized eggs.
Okay. And the bittul of bata barol here works because it's min for min.
Right, and it's dover yothesh.
Right.
The
rest says that there's no rooster in the area. What does that mean? All the rooster, the hens are in a coop, and the rooster outside.
Yeah, it means that if there's a rooster, it says within a meal. Roosters are very prolific. But in regular chicken farms, there are no roosters anywhere around. The what's it called? We had a chicken business. They didn't have any roosters. They only had chickens.
Why is there a problem with their millers?
Because the roosters, if it's not on the other side of a river or something like that where there's a barrier, then we're concerned that the roosters will find their way into the chicken coop.
Listen, I have children, I understand, can't check eggs.
Now, children can check eggs. It's only, if worse, it's an issur of Rabbanan, it's only a chumrah, and a child that is reliable can check an egg. Well, a child can't check something that's min haTorah. This for sure is not min haTorah that has to be checked, and he can check eggs.
So there's no difference whether it's non-fertilized?
He can't check, it's non-fertilized or fertilized. And a fertilized egg could be an issur d'oraisa, but really mikra adin, the checking can't be min haTorah. Yalachara, what's it called? He can, even in fertilized eggs, he can check.
I've gone through a lot of the hard boiled eggs in my life. I've never seen blood in one. Is that?
Yeah, because sometimes you see a spot or whatever, which could have been a blood spot, but it could be sometimes in the hard boiling, it's mvatal the ability to see that blood spot that was there.
The Rav said that.
What?
We had a rule with hens and with roosters.
Yeah, you know why? Because that wasn't for eggs.
Okay.
That was for chicks, which is very, again, unless you're talking about cloning, right? It's very positive if you have a chicken coop where your purpose is to raise chicks to have roosters around. If you see me after this year, Ruben, I'll explain.
No, but sometimes I think there were eggs that were maybe too small. Or
yeah, they were puzzles.
Right, and those eggs were sold very cheap to the Moshav,
yes.
And most people had to get rid of 90% of the eggs because they were fertilized eggs with blood spots, from what I remember. So in the end up, every egg cost about 10 times as much as what everybody was getting, big bargains, and they ended up with one egg for what would it cost for 12. That's how the world most out funds. See, the
Vadbikoret. Yeah. Can you explain what candling is?
What candling is? Yeah. Candling is not probably done with candles anymore. It's shining a light through the egg, and the shell is opaque.
Translucent,
thank you. It's translucent, and therefore when you shine a light through it, you can see if there's a blood spot inside without opening the egg.
In daylight you can do it?
No, daylight's not strong enough. That's why they need a candle.
No, I'm saying, could you use a light and do it in daylight, or it has to be done at night?
No. I think in daylight also.
And this is something we could try now.
My grandfather used to do that as a living.
Right. And if you put the candle too close, then you have a hard-boiled egg, so it's not really a problem.
Did I say that nowadays everybody has a Minhag to check eggs?
No.
Some people.
No. Because we don't use bichlal, really, Mikra didn't have to check any eggs. It's only a chumrah to check eggs. Now we don't have fertilized eggs anywhere that we use, so really, Mikra didn't have to, you don't have to check eggs. But the minhag by many people still is to check eggs.
Many, not everybody.
Not everybody, no. Nothing is everybody. But it's not everybody. Not everybody has to check eggs. What bothers you is that there are people who don't check eggs, or that there are people who do check eggs?
People don't.
People don't. No, not everybody checks eggs. And if somebody doesn't check eggs, they're not doing something wrong. But if you do check the eggs, it's doing, the minhag is by most people to check eggs. Yeah.
Often I see people selling eggs from their house. Is that the same thing as eggs in the grocery store, or is there a different status?
Depends where they got them. I assume that they didn't hatch them in their house.
No, they get trays of eggs to sell. I don't know where they...
Right. So if they get them from the same place the supermarket gets them, then they're the same thing as the supermarket. If they get them from farms where there are roosters, right, organic eggs or fertilized eggs or whatever, again, I'm not sure if that's what organic, I can't imagine what organic eggs, or maybe organic eggs is where the chickens are fed organic food,
right,
and they don't eat,
run around,
right,
yeah,
and whatever, that may not be, there are no roosters around, but they're healthy birds, whatever. What?
Exercise.
They don't eat what I eat. What?
They don't need eggs, right.
In any case, so that depends, really, where they're getting the eggs from.
Okay. Well, the problem is the blood.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be, it should be bottle, the blood has to be bottle. Not that the egg, is this the, it's not...
No,
the,
but since
it's not,
the...
It's not a chanan, right? It's just the blood.
Right, the blood, right.
So then you don't, it's not really
you
rolling.
Don't need, right,
so
right.
You're rubbing really 60 times the blood.
You don't need really 60 times the blood. Yeah, you know, but if the whole egg is usher. No, the worst scenario is that, right. No, the whole worst scenario is that the whole inside of the egg becomes usher. Okay? Not the shell, but the inside of the egg is usher. So then the whole egg is, you need 60 times the whole inside of the egg. So two other eggs is, you don't need 60 times, you just need growth.
Why?
Because it's not that the egg is right. So let's say the whole egg now, the inside of the egg is bottle, is usher. So now you have a contained egg, which is a solid, and two other contained eggs. So then it's bottle barov. Okay. No.
That takes care of the answer. But then the answer that the rabbi gave to my question.
No. It's still, that's right. That's why I made it medayik. It's not the shell though. It's not the whole egg.
The shell is just like a container.
No, because there's a beginning of an embryo, so mamela, that asers the rest of the egg too, because it's going to spread to that. But it's not an iser atzmi on the other things. It's also because of something else, because it's an efroach in development. So it's really the only part is the efroach part. But since it's going to spread, the Rabbanan asked the other part too. But it's still only also because of something, not essentially the thing itself.